So, with that, Hongji.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Hongji Chen, come from the Chinese University of Hong Kong. Today, I'm going here to talk about our project Grasper, a high-performance distributed system for AP on property graphs.
Can you start the...
this one?
The closed captioning here. You remember how we did that?
Okay. Just
hello. What happened? Okay. It doesn't seem to.
Can you talk?
Test.
Yes.
Okay. So first, please allow me introduce some necessary background first. Nowadays, graph data is anywhere, which is widely used in different areas. And as a result, dozens of graph processing systems have been proposed in recent years, aiming at workloads like PageRank, content component, SSP, graph matching, etc., on large-scale graph data. So relatively, which comes a bit late, but nowadays shows high-speed developer trains, graph database, and many another analytics libraries and toolkits emerges in a large number starting from recent 2 years for OLAP workload. So in here, what we care about is the online case for graph query. So what's the difference of OLAP on graphs compared to those offline graph processing? To achieve real-time analytics, usually the system should support low latency and high throughput at the same time for concurrent queries. Further, the system should be scalable in order to handle the large-scale graph data. However, it's actually a challenging thing to achieve these objectives due to the following four reasons. First, graph has a flexible structure with no fixed schema, so which makes it hard to store an index for querying. Second, graph has diverse query complexities. Well, some query may involve differences on the workloads. One query may involve various operations with different operations have different access patterns, for example, filter, graph traversal, and aggregation, such things. So last, graph OLAP actually obviously have high cost on network and the CPU in a distributed setting. So we first briefly introduced the graph model we used in Grasper. It's a property graph model, which nodes represent the entity in graph. Each node can take a set of attributes in form of key value pairs called properties to describe the features of current node, like name, age, address, and there's no fixed schema in the properties. So they can also take some labels to indicate his roles in the domain, like people, goods, companies, such things. And each age provides a directed semantical connection between two entities. Note that the property graph model now has been widely used in many graph store and the database to represent the graph data. So as for the query language, Grasper currently supports Gremlin, a procedural query language supported by Apache Singapore, which allows the user to express queries as a set of query steps on a property graph. Gremlin has been widely applied by some existing open source graph OLAP and OLTP engines like Titan, ORNDB, Giraffe, and so on. Then we talk about the motivation of a Grasper project. So we first demonstrate the performance of two typical graph databases, Titan and Genus Graph, on one simple query IC4 in the LDBC benchmark. We can observe that some specific query operators like in has a label take too much time for execution. Consequently, the overall query latency is high. Genus Graph needs 22 seconds to return the result, while Titan also needs about 13 seconds. This is totally acceptable for OLAP workload. So we further set one group of experiments to evaluate the CPU and the network utilization for about two systems on the workload formed by query IS1 to IS4 in LDBC benchmark. The result shows that the CPU utilization is not high during the enter job for both systems, where the network bandwidth is also under insufficient states. So why? We summarize the reasons based on the above observation into two aspects. First, for the high latency, firstly, time spent on some query step for the complex queries are too much. Secondly, the diverse query logic and data access pattern make it hard to achieve real efficient execution in a distributed setting. So for low resource utilization, the non-native graph storage used in most existing systems is unfriendly for graph queries, and the widely adopted one query, one thread mechanism is also inefficient for the high concurrency query. In hence, what we should do, in here we propose four design goals to as follow in order to achieve the high performance. First, to propose an efficient query execution model for OLAP on graphs, which can achieve high utilization on CPU and network. Second, implement parallel processing on single query and high concurrency amongst multiple queries to address the diversity of graph query operators. Third, to avoid using external database like NoSQL-based database or relational-based database. Instead, we should integrate the data store with execution model tightly to eliminate the unnecessary overheads. Lastly, make use of the RDMA is a trend in nowadays system community, which can reduce the cost of the network communication. Well, increasingly, the design of data store and the another system component should be RDMA friendly. About our system design, so Grasper, let's take an overview in here first. Grasper is RDMA-enabled distributed OLAP system on property graph, adopts a native graph store for better support graph OLAP. We proposed a query-friendly execution model called expert model to improve the query efficiency. Moreover, Grasper used RDMA for concurrent query processing. As for the performance, currently Grasper can achieve better CPU and network utilization with orders of magnitude speed up on query latency with much higher throughput. So in the previous mentioned sample property graph, this is how we organize the data layout in memory. The data store of Grasper divided the in-memory space into two parts on each node, physical node, where the normal memory is used to store graph topology data, including the index maps, vertex with the adjacent list information, and the index keys of properties on vertex and edges, respectively. The RDMA memory is mainly used to store the property values for global access, as well as the memory management for RDMA communication. So we skip the details of the data store architecture in here. So please refer to our paper for more details. So in normal memory, the index free adjacent list is used to support efficient graph traversal-based query, which is the main workload in OLAP on graph. And RDMA-enabled KV store is used to achieve a low-cost remote access to labels and the properties values. And we follow such design because naturally a graph query can be represented by the following three operation, graph traversal plus a filtering on the properties with plus another control constraints. So for example, this typical sample query including all above three kinds of logic, the below figure also shows how a query executes over the partitioned graph data in a distributed setting. So generally, the first figure shows how we deploy the memory layout on each Grasper node. But for RDMA communication, note that RDMA should support several types of verbs. In our system, specifically for the get function of the key value store, we adopt one side RDMA read to get the values. For cross-node graph traversal, we implement it and transmit the message by one side RDMA write. In addition to support those logical constraint control on graph, we self-implement another four high-layer RDMA communication primitive verbs. They are split, transform, merge, respond. So how to construct the query plan is actually very important for query systems. Grasper proposed some new features in order to support those system challenges as we mentioned above. To implement it, we first propose a new concept, flow type, to achieve the parallel graph processing, query processing inside one query with correctness guarantee. Specifically, flow type defines the execution flow of each query step in a distributed setting. For example, in here, the sequential flow type, which means the based on the query functionality of this operator, it can be safely be processed in parallel because the logic is independent with the data. So based on that, compared with the naive graph optimization parser we implement by ourselves, but we will not mention this part in here. So Grasper will translate a query string into a logical execution plan formed by a DAG, where each node in the DAG represents one query operator associated with its flow type. Then the execution engine of Grasper will drive the query execution of one query according to his DAG so as to ensure the result correctness at some time with a flexible with a flexible parameter. So the execution engine of Grasper follows a design philosophy called expert model, which is a top-down query-specific mechanism to address the challenge of graph over AP. We provide the following three functionality. So first, adaptive parameter control at step level inside each query. Second, tailored optimization for various query steps according to the specific query logic and a data access pattern. Third, we also provide a locality aware thread binding and load balancing. We will further explain what this exactly means later on. The expert is a physical query operator in Grasper to expertly handles the process of one category of step in Grimley standard to so as to allow fine-grained optimization for queries, where each expert maintains his own structures for optimizations, for example, cache and index, his own execution function, and his own routing rules for the newly generated intermediate result. Note that each node launches only one expert instance for each type. So consequently, all query data belonging to one category of the query step will be processed by his unique expert only, with the shared optimization structures in order to obtain a better optimization efficiency. We use an example in here. Assume that there is only two machines in a cluster, then each node in the DAG will do the query with its own parameter degree, as shown at the top right corner of each node. Well, each operator also has its own independent states and independent optimization configuration. In the underlayer layer, Grasper used a thread pool to drive the expert, the execution in expert. Currently, we pack the Grimley query steps into 22 experts, as shown in this table. So as a high-performance system, we also need to care about the overhead and side effect come from hardware. So for example, in a high-throughput capable system, the negative effect brought from the frequent thread switching should be addressed. We proposed a hardware locality-aware design for thread binding and load balancing. So the core bound is applied to reduce overhead for thread switching and the negative side effect due to the NUMA architecture. And to achieve a thread level load balance, we enable a logical partition over the thread in the thread pool, where each logical range handles one group of experts but allowed mesh stealing amongst the different thread regions to ensure that there is no thread will be added during the processing. And here's the overall system workflow overview for the concurrent query on one node. So in the example, Q1 and Q2 have finished his second step, which is has and the limits, respectively. Then their three thread will be triggered to process this the next step. Accordingly, well, Q1 got two thread to process his out step in parallel because of his more because it's larger intermediate results. After that, iteratively, the result of Q1's out and Q2's in will be generated and rotating out to the specific thread based on the mapping expert rotating rules in order to guarantee the global load balancing amongst the thread on all worker. So about the evaluation, we select four typical short queries and four typical complex queries from LDBC benchmark. For better represent the OLAP workload for real world, we also self-proposed our own eight queries as the benchmark to evaluate the system as listed in this table. So here is the environment setting for the experiment. And we compare with five another state-of-the-art system, and Titan, Genesis Graph, RNDB, Neo4j, and the Tiger Graph. We use three large-scale property graph datasets crowding from the online internet. So we first show the performance of Grasper on the same workload as we used for Titan and the Genesis Graph before. So as we can see, Grasper needs to only around 16 milliseconds to process the bottleneck steps, where the overall latency is less than 80 milliseconds. Moreover, both CPU and the network utilization can be improved. So we compare Grasper with Titan and the Genesis Graph in a DCP sighting further, and compare Grasper with Neo4j, RNDB, Tiger Graph in a distributed machine setting. So the result can be reviewed in here. So we can observe that in all cases, Grasper can outperform the others will even show orders of magnitude advantages in terms of query latency, especially on those complex query, IC1 to IC4. So we also evaluate the scalability of the Grasper compared with Titan and Genesis Graph for their throughput. So the curve still indicate a very positive performance for the throughput and the overall scalability. To demo the efficiency of various different system design, showing that the performance benefits not only come from the RDMA, but also come from the another system component design, specifically for the future spread from the, our expert model design. So we set one more experiment, which disables or enables the future optimizations one by one, and then report the performance gap. The result indicate that all another system design also play their roles on the optimization and have their own unique effect on different kind of queries. So during the time limitation, I just showed that result. More result can be checked on our paper. So for conclusion, we propose Grasper, a high-performance distributed OLAP system over graphs, which adopts RDMA-enabled system design and tightly integrating the data store layer to the execution layer in order to obtain better system performance. We proposed a normal execution model called the expert model, which enables targeted optimization on query steps as well as adaptive parallelism control and dynamic load balancing on runtime. So thanks. Grasper currently is an open source prototype system which can be available in the GitHub. So, and we are very welcome to contribute more code with us. Thanks.
Questions? Everybody seems really hungry, but I'll ask you a question still. So did you assume the graphs are stationary, or do they can they evolve over time?
We assume that the graph is read-only.
I see. Read-only, you're not changing it. So what would it take if you wanted to say that the edges are could change or new nodes could be added?
You mean in updated case?
Yeah.
Actually, we have a next generation of Grasper which support the when the case updated, but we didn't release the result yet. So in that case, we will support transactions. So which means the dataset is updated frequently. In that case, we need to guarantee the ACID.
I see. Okay.
So it's the result didn't yet release.
Okay. That's it. No questions. No more questions. Okay. That's the energy again.